It's the Dry Bean Scene brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. NDSU Extension plant pathologist Sam Markell is with us with some ideas and tips to be thinking about as we go into the dry bean growing season.
As we go through the season, you kind of have these phases of things you start to worry about. You know, root rots are probably the first thing, and then you start maybe thinking about white mold or maybe rust. And we've seen a lot of bacteria blight show up in the middle of the season. You know, some of these things we can do things about, some of them we really can't. I think, you know, getting in the field scouting, especially for things like rust, are important. White mold, you know, a lot of those decisions are made based on the weather conditions at the time and the forecast, right? So as we get into a season, if it's cool and wet when bloom starts, we really need to be thinking about putting down a fungicide. Later in the season, there's other things to consider. You know, we start to see things like soybean cyst nematode damage pop up. You can sometimes see that in late August, and we want to start thinking about sampling that so we can manage that disease better into the future in the next few years.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.